You might be surprised at how much of the food you purchase and consume has been genetically modified. As it stands, there is no requirement right now for genetically modified foods to be labeled as such. Here in Michigan, there's even a law that prevents communities from banning GMO seeds in their own communities. So what are the potential health and environmental impacts? That's what we're going to look at today. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest today is Frances Farmer, and Frances is a local health practitioner and an activist with the organization GMO Truth and Labeling. Frances, good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having us.
Let's start here. How prevalent is genetically modified foods?
Well, the estimate is that anywhere between 89 and 95% of all processed foods are genetically modified.
That's a significant amount. And by and large, as an American community anyway, that's what we choose to eat.
Yeah.
What is the scientific process for modifying a food crop that might have negative impacts on human health?
A GMO, which means genetically modified organism, is the result of a laboratory process where genes from the DNA of one species are extracted and artificially forced into the genes of an unrelated plant or animal. The foreign genes may come from bacteria, viruses, insects, or animals. Because this involves the transfer of genes, GMOs are also known as transgenetic organisms. So sometimes people will call them genetic engineering, GE, or genetic modification. It's all the same thing.
Has this been going on long enough to have any idea of the potential long-term impact on a human being?
Yeah, actually, we now do have a lot of evidence coming in, particularly from overseas in the European Union. But the FDA had made policy in 1992, and in 1996, genetically modifieds were introduced to the food supply for human consumption. And we've been eating them ever since. Every year there's more and more, and recently they're doing more crops. Traditionally it was corn, soy, canola, cotton, and now recently they've introduced sugar beets, and the latest is alfalfa. And now, just about a month ago, the FDA has allowed for human consumption genetically modified salmon. And it is not labeled. Like none of these foods, none of them are labeled.
So we would purchase it, not thinking it was genetically modified, correct. And yet that's exactly what we're consuming.
Correct.
One of the primary arguments for genetically modified foods is that it will feed the world, a hungry world at that. Mm-hmm. Does that argument hold up?
No, that doesn't hold up either. That's one of their really big campaigns. They spend billions of dollars a year on commercials letting people know that we're going to save the world with their GMOs. The truth is around the world right now, if you talk to any of the agencies that are actually trying to feed the world, they have found that genetically modifieds are not the way to go. They actually decrease yields in crop production. They also are creating a lot more problems for the animals. They're having a lot of animals die on the farms. In India, the government of India is suing Monsanto for the use of the destruction of their seeds, their heritage seeds, and their heritage breeds. So no, the GMO is not the way to go. If you ask,
it perpetuates a need to depend on a company that is producing these products.
Correct, because the farmers who use these seeds must use their herbicides and pesticides of the same company, and the seeds terminate. They're called the terminator genes. They no longer procreate. So the farmer must every year sign a contract to get new seeds and new pesticides.
And we're starting at a place of choice and being able to make an informed choice for ourselves. Right now, there are 15 European nations, as well as Russia, China, Australia, New Zealand, others, that require genetically modified foods to be properly labeled. Should we be raising our eyebrows at the fact the U.S. is not?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're the only country other than Canada. The U.S. and Canada are the only countries that do not require labeling, and the U.S. is terrified. The FDA, well, Monsanto is terrified of labeling because they know the American public does not want GMO food. In fact, 96% of Americans polled say they do not want to consume GMO food. And they say it would be like putting a skull and crossbones on their food, and that it would scare Americans to not buy their GMOs if it was labeled.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Frances Farmer. She's a local health practitioner as well as an activist with the organization GMO Truth and Labeling. But what about the science of how the body breaks down something that is genetically engineered when we're trying to process it? Is that different than something that is organic?
Oh, yeah. That once they thought the DNA would be broken down through digestion, it is not happening. It actually is getting put into the organs, especially for the younger generation. So embryos or children or anybody who's still making a body, these genetically modified proteins are getting into the organs of their body, which will impair their function over time.
Is this in a sense, helping our bodies develop its own pesticide?
Well, that's what they're finding, because these GMOs, the corn, soy, cotton, and canola, are basically producing their own pesticide in the DNA. And the belief is, I mean, no one has been able to actually show this. The correlation is there, though, that they're starting to see these cells will probably continue producing pesticides long after you stopped eating GMOs.
How or does the FDA regulate GMOs right now?
Well, the FDA beautifully decided that the agency is not aware of any information showing that foods derived by these new methods differ from their other foods in any meaningful or uniform way. Well, this was really, it's a lie. They did know that there was a difference. They were told repeatedly by their own scientists that these genetically modified foods are creating different health risks, that they are not the same as the non-genetically modified foods, and that we need more testing. But the FDA went with their original statement, and they require the chemical companies to do their own testing. So Monsanto, for instance, or DuPont or Dow are responsible to go to the FDA and tell them whether these foods are safe or not.
Well, a recent ABC News poll found 93% of the American public wants mandatory labeling so at least a choice can be made. What is the sentiment in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County that you found?
Well, people definitely want to be told. I mean, there is a campaign. Most people don't want GMOs, but they at least want to be told. Everyone's in agreement that they want to be told so they have a choice.
And what has been the response from local farmers, retailers, food pantries, and the like to this issue?
Well, we've got a couple of really good grocery stores, especially in Ann Arbor. Arbor Farms is one. And also the food co-op, they are choosing to label their own food. They're going to actually put labels on foods that are genetically modified. Some grocers aren't so interested in doing this. And farmers, the local farmers definitely don't want GMOs. They're afraid of the super weeds. They're afraid of the fact that the more genetically modified crops they grow, the more pesticide usage they have to use. The increase in pesticide use has been 383 million more tons of Ready Roundup this year alone than the year before.
And it alters the soil for the foreseeable future.
It destroys the microorganisms in the soil, yes.
For right now, when I walk into a grocery store, is there a way for me to determine on my own which foods are not genetically altered?
Yeah, mostly foods that are not in a bag, a box, or a can you can rely on, but not necessarily. One of the problems also is that these genetically modified foods are also the feed for factory farmed animals. So meat raised in a factory will be given these genetically modified foods. So you have to be careful of where you're getting your meat. But for the most part, if you take vegetables, anything that is not containing any form of soy, which is in everything, soy lecithin, soy protein, isolated soy protein, soybean oil, corn, high fructose corn syrup, modified corn starch, anything with aspartame. Aspartame is a genetically modified sweetener. You know, all the preservatives, these foods, if you're seeing ingredients that have anything like this, it's definitely genetically modified.
If I want to find out more information about GMOs and its potential impact on my health and on my community, where might you direct me?
Okay, so the biggest one is the Institute for Responsible Technology. If you just go to www.responsibletechnology.org, they have a food pamphlet, a non-GMO shopping guide that they will let you download or send to you for free. There's a book called Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith. He also wrote Genetic Roulette, which is a fantastic book about the scientific health risks of GMOs.
Frances, thank you so much for your time and expertise. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
That is Frances Farmer. She is a local health practitioner and activist with the organization GMO Truth and Labeling. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.